Your way. No, no. Stop trying to scream. It won't do any good through that gag. Calm down. You're safe here. Shh. That's it. Nice and calm. That's it, baby. Good. Okay, I'll take your gag out, but you have to promise not to scream. Okay? All right, there we go. That better, sweetie. Where you are? You're in my basement, of course. Tied to this cozy chair that I picked out just for you. I kept your bindings loose enough so you would still be comfortable. And doesn't this room look nice and cozy? I decorated it just for you. Do you like it? Of course you like it. I was thinking of you the entire time I was preparing it. Who am I? I'm your new girlfriend, sweetie. I'm the one who loves you more than anyone else in the world. I'm the one that gets to kiss you, hold you, and love you. And cuddle you. And keep you safe. I'm the one who will kill anyone who dares to try to hurt you, my darling. I was the one who helped you after those 3 drunk frat boys beat you up and knocked you out. Don't you remember? No? So you only remember appearing in your room with a headache the next day? Well, I remember. It was late at night and you saw a baby bird who has fallen out of its nest and you went to put it back because you're such a kind and gentle soul. But they didn't like that. They had to prove how tough they were by hurting my darling boyfriend. They started hitting you and holding you still while they took turns punching you and laughing about it. Then one of them just kept hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting until you passed out. I was just so angry when I think about what they did to you. But now they won't be able to hurt you or anyone else anymore. You want to know what happened to them? Well, those disgusting idiots that beat you up and left you for dead. Well, they're not a problem anymore now. They died in a car crash. No, I didn't cause it. As much as I want to take credit for their timely demise, I don't know anything about cars. It was actually a drunk driving accident. Tragic, isn't it? Well, not when you consider what I was planning to do to them. They got up pretty easy, if you ask me. But you don't need to worry about those kinds of people anymore, especially when you have me. What's that? My name? You don't remember? Being unconscious is no excuse. It's Bella. I'm sure you'll remember it this time. 'Cause you'll be screaming it later. No, I didn't say anything, darling. What's that? Why are you tied to the chair when there's a perfectly good bed right next to us? Well, the bed is for later. And as for the chair, well, it's so that I can come up and kiss you like this. And straddle you like this. And put your head into my loving chest like this. And stroke your hair. Lean down right next to your ear and whisper, I love you, baby. I love holding you like this. Your face wedged in between these soft pillows of mine. What's that, darling? You can't breathe? Well, you better practice holding your breath now. Because you'll be holding it a lot in the future. Here, have some air. Oh, you're blushing, sweetheart. You're so cute. I couldn't resist teasing you a little. Oh, what's this? Is someone happy to see me? No. You really shouldn't lie to me, darling. I'm sitting on your lap. I can quite literally feel you pitching a tent down there, you know. Still trying to lie to me. So, this isn't you that I feel? Huh? So you wouldn't mind if I grind my hips like this? This isn't your little buddy that I feel? I'm sorry, darling. I can't help but tease you. I just love seeing you all cute and blushing. Trying to hold back your moans while I tease you. Besides, it's too early in the night for that anyway. For now, I just want to tell you how much I love you. And you love me, right, baby? What do you mean you don't know? Yet? Don't be silly, darling. I'm perfect for you. I'd do anything for you, baby. I picked out this room to make you all nice and comfy. I can cook for you, feed you, make you happier than anyone else can. I'm going to keep you safe and kill anyone who... What? You don't want me to hurt anyone else. But baby, what about all the people who hurt you? They deserve to... But what is it? But... Alright, fine. This is why I fell in love with you. 'Cause you're so sweet and kind. Too sweet and kind for your own good. Which is why you need someone like me to protect you and care for you and kill anyone who... No, you're right. I'm sorry. I promise I won't hurt anyone else unless they deserve it. Unless they really deserve it. Unless they really, really, really deserve it. Fine. I won't kill anyone unless they aren't threatening your life. That's as far as I'll go, darling. You're so lucky you're cute. Or I wouldn't give in to those outrageous demands of yours. Now I want to hear you say it. Tell me that you love me. Oh, baby, you don't know how happy that makes me to hear you say that. It just makes me want to bend down and kiss you. And... Wow. You really know how to take my breath away. As surprised as I am that you kissed me back, I'm not complaining. And what's this? It looks like you're poking me again, sweetheart. No, don't apologize. I really enjoy seeing that cute face of yours turn red. Plus, I like feeling how much your body likes me. And if anyone should be apologizing, it should be me for leaving a damp spot on your pants. Looks like I soaked right through and on your pants. Guess that's what I get for only wearing two pairs of panties underneath my skirt. There's one pair that you'll be seeing me wearing later. You're so cute when you're hard and blushing. Besides, I was just kidding, darling. You won't see me wearing any panties later. What's that? It almost sounds like you said you want me to get off your lap. I'm afraid I can't hear you while you're nestled between my boobs, darling. It's not like I'm holding you there while... kissing your head. And stroking your hair or anything. I'm definitely not keeping you held tight in my arms while whispering. I love you. Normally, into your ear. If you wanted me to get off your lap and stop teasing you, all you would have to do is speak up. Nothing to say. Well, since there are no objections from my chair, I guess I can let you breathe now. So, what was it that you wanted to say? Nothing. Are you sure, baby? You seem quite adamant about it. Cat got your tongue? No. But you have something else to ask. Since when did you become my chair? I have to admit that's not remotely what I was expecting. But since you asked, you've been my chair since you decided to look so cute all tied up like this. But as my chair, I must say you're not doing a very good job. Why? Well, there's a lump that keeps coming up right in the middle where I'm sitting. You see, I keep trying to get it to go away by sliding my butt across it. Just like this. But that seems to make it worse. Guess I'll just have to plan to accommodate it next time I sit here. Oh, you look so cute when I tease you. Oh, and you must be hungry, aren't you? I know just what to make. I'm gonna make you your favorite. How does that sound? Perfect. I'll be back soon. Don't go anywhere.